It's McCurley in the morning on a Thursday morning, 9 o'clock. You know who comes in here. It's the Bow Wow Wow Man. Alex Bauman, he brought his little buddy, Giddens, who's been on a
little. I'm a big buddy.
Well, he's little after that 35-hour fast, and then he eat for 35 hours, so I don't know what he accomplished.
it evened out.
I mean, all right, what are we doing today, Bauman? This is your segment, your show.
We're going to start with overrated or underrated food and movie stuff.
What about overrated or underrated underwear? Is it overrated or underwear?
I hope it's perfectly rated.
Hope it's on.
Because you wear it.
Is underrated unless you take it off, turn it inside out, and wear it again.
I mean, you could go down this route and do like what, boxers, boxer briefs, tidy whities.
No, underoos.
Pantyhose?
Oh, no.
Depends. All right, that depends. What's up first on the list, Bow Wow?
Toaster pastries.
Toaster pastries. Overrated.
Overrated. What if they're in ice cream form? I know Alex just tried the new strawberry toaster pastry flavor.
They're overrated.
That thing every was good. Single that type ice of Pop-Tart.
Have you ever ate a Pop-Tart that didn't go in the toaster?
Yeah, I've eaten some Pop-Tarts right out of the bag.
I think they're better that way than they are in the toaster.
It just depends upon what kind of Pop-Tart it is.
Yeah.
If it's chocolate, sometimes it's good. If it's warm.
Yeah. I mean, I love the brown sugar cinnamon Pop-Tarts. That's the classic. I love
But I'm going to say a little underrated there.
I'll go underrated, too.
All right.
Yeah, I'm
going to good pick-me-up underrated. In the morning when you're trying to get out the door and you need something to eat.
Yeah, it's a good sugar kill for me because they are full of it.
You need some sugar-free Pop-Tarts.
They don't make those. If they did, I'd own stock in that company.
Let's keep on the sugar all here. Right. Red velvet cake.
That is underrated because it's good. Anybody that, if you've ever gone to one of these little cupcake places and get some red velvet cupcakes, man, them things are good. Mm-hmm. So I'm saying underrated. What about you?
I'm going underrated too. If you've ever had a bundt cake, the nothing bundt cake, red velvet, that is a top tier cake for me. It's fair enough to say that if it's food related, I'm going to.
It's underrated. It's food related.
Let's see if he changes.
Hey, that's a jingle. If it's food related, it's underrated to Giddens.
Yeah,
that's our new jingle around here. What's next, Bao?
Raisins.
Overrated. Anything that's dried up like a prune, I'm sorry. It's overrated. I don't like them in cookies. I don't like them in bread.
See, I'm going to say, so alone overrated, but cooked in things underrated.
Raisin bread?
I'm directly the opposite. If it's in a cookie or a piece of bread, I don't want it. But if a little box of sun-made raisins, I'll suck them down.
Some cinnamon raisin bread?
I have to be careful because those things are full of sugar. Grapes are not good for me. And that's all a raisin is dried up grape.
Yep.
All right, what's next?
What about deep-fried grape?
I don't know that anybody's ever done that, but I believe it'd be pretty good.
We should get a Radio Alabama fryer and just put it in the kitchen and just fry things every day for Giddens.
This is W Deep Fry here. Okay? That's the station we're on, W Deep Fry. All right, Giddens, our Bow, what's next?
Frozen yogurt.
Overrated. If I'm going to eat that, I'm going to eat ice cream. I'm sorry. I don't know yogurt. I'm sorry. Richard Simmons just have to do it on his own.
I don't like it when your opinion is exactly the same as mine.
Well, I'm sorry. We agree.
Overrated. If I'm going to eat something like that, I'm just going to go ice cream.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's so pricey now. I mean, you go try to get something, it's like $7 for a decent-sized cup of frozen yogurt.
Where do you go? The nearest TCBY?
Yeah.
Even go around here to get some frozen yogurt?
Yeah, where's a good place to go?
Public?
Sweet Frog.
Sweet Frog, yeah.
It's good. It's just pricey.
Too pricey for me to eat something. I'd rather have ice cream.
Not all of us are highfalutin like you up in Chelsea. Come on now.
Yeah, I mean, Bauman's got money. I mean, his family's up there.
All right, Hawaiian pizza.
Definitely, definitely overrated. Don't bring it in my house. Listen, if I go to a restaurant and that's all they've got on the menu, I'm getting a glass of water.
Just a Hawaiian pizza restaurant? That's it?
No, I do not like pizza that has fruit on it. I'm sorry. That's kind of like putting a shrimp on a hamburger.
What if it's a dessert pizza?
it depends what it is. Some of them are okay, but fruit, no.
But if fruit with fruit cheese salad, and tomato sauce?
I'm sorry, no. No fruit, no salad. Like I said, that's like putting a fried shrimp on a hamburger, which is probably not a bad idea.
I'd eat that.
You would eat anything that wouldn't eat you first.
Except coleslaw.
I think he would eat coleslaw if it had a chance to eat him first.
Why does that make it more enticing? I'd rather the food already be dead.
Well, some of the stuff I've seen you eat is not.
I mean, it's got stuff growing on it.
Yeah, I mean, that bread you bring in here with that 26 dots of mold in it, it looks like some kind of checkerboard or something.
That's how you stay healthy. A mold no. a day.
That's how you listen, die.
Yeah, I mean, I know you get your penicillin in different ways than me and Bowman does. So.
They say an apple a day, but I think it's more like some penicillin. Fungi a day.
Yeah, fungus. There's fungus among us here at Radio Alabama.
It's in Gid's death.
Yeah.
All right, let's transition from food to some media or movies. Marvel movies.
Marvel movies, overrated.
So the first ones were underrated before they got all the hype and they got so commercialized. And now I don't know which one's coming out anytime soon. I can't keep up with all the TV shows. So now it's overrated.
I think it's always been overrated.
It's just they did the definition of overextending yourself, did too much at too little time. DC, I think, is on the rise right now with what they got on the slate with Superman coming out this year and all that.
Is the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles included in that?
DC?
In any of the Marvel stuff?
No, they're okay. Their own thing.
I just wanted to make sure. A turtle can't be a superhero. He can't even move.
What? Why not?
He's slow.
Okay. Not these turtles.
I mean, if a turtle was in a race with Giddens, I'd bet $2 on the turtle. But other than that...
What if there was food at the end of the finish line?
Yeah. I'd bet $10 million on Giddens. All right, what's next, Bow Wow?
Musicals.
Overrated.
Wow. Wow.
Over, unless Giddens is in
it. Oh, okay, okay.
I will go to SD Pack and see Giddens. I mean, you know, have you ever been heckled?
Yeah, by my own mother.
See,
not really.
That ought to
she's
tell
normally
you
in the shows.
Right there, Bowman.
She's in the shows.
That ought to tell you something.
Yeah, I've been heckled.
His own mother heckles him.
I've been heckled.
Okay.
Just like Riley Leonard got the wristband on.
Yeah. All right, so are musicals overrated or underrated?
Nah, underrated.
I knew he was going
to underrated because, I mean, there used to be a time when you know that was the form of entertainment, but now it's to the point where there's tons of other options, but musicals are still a really good, I mean, theater in general is a really good one, but I mean, a good musical stirs the heart. Unlike
his next musical, he's going to be the lead in a Taylor Swift musical.
Oh,
I will not be in the
romance
audience.
Musical between Swift and Kelsey.
I will not be at that one.
Viva Las Vegas.
We should have a food musical.
Wow. That would be good right there now. Go
eat or be eaten.
Corn dogs to macaroni and cheese to slaw.
We need a sponsor for it or a restaurant to work around, to ride around. Would it be the Chick-fil-A musical?
We could do that. All right, Bauman.
You could be the Chick-fil-A cow.
All right, we got time for a couple role. More in this segment, and we got to get to the
All
next
right.
segment.
Star Wars.
Star Wars?
The entirety of Star Wars.
I think as you went along with the Star Wars and all of the sequels, I think it's overrated. But definitely underrated the first time I ever went to see Star Wars, the original movie.
Yeah, I'm not going to give it the Marvel treatment and say it switched over time. I'm going to say throughout its entirety, even though there's probably been some misses, especially for the hardcore Star Wars fans, I'm going to say Star Wars underrated because it basically, in my opinion, kind of cultivated and started this whole genre of like sci-fi, cowboy, fantasy action, like its own thing that now I feel like a lot of writers and producers have tried to emulate over time. I think Star Wars kind of created a whole mold of a new genre, so I think that alone makes it underrated.
The Force shall be with you.
Needs to be.
All right, one more, Bowman.
The movie Interstellar by Christopher Nolan.
Overrated.
Me
Never
too.
Seen
I
it.
Cannot stand that movie.
I don't,
here it comes.
I've only seen it once, and I didn't really...
Underrated. Here it comes.
I didn't really... I'm not going to say pay enough attention to it, but I just didn't get the hype. I would like to watch it again, but I'm going to say due to the, all the people that act like it's real, it's good, but it's just too long.
Kind of like Titanic.
It's just too.
I love the movie Titanic.
I love the concept. But it's just too long, and there's parts of it that just draw out, especially the stuff that's happening back on Earth while they're in space. It just come on, just let's wrap this thing up. It's got a Peter Jackson feel to it. I'm going to keep on talking about it to make it you feel like you're watching. Like you're watching Interstellar right now. I'm just going to keep on talking about Bauman my point
for,
instead of...
Bauman said for you to hurry up and finish
Well, hold on. I still have 30 more minutes to talk about this, just like Interstellar does to flesh out its main concept. So I'm going to keep on... No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, a little bit overrated.
All the way overrated.
I had a high school teacher that used to play Interstellar like five times the semester.
Wow. It was ridiculous. Did you learn anything in that class?
You learned you didn't like it the last four times you had to watch it, yeah. Right?